Good morning. It's 8464CA. On the weekend, I was lucky enough to go to the Tablelands Folk Festival. And one of the things that I heard also from the Grass is Greener, which was a big event on the weekend, was that the entertainers were just so thankful to be out and about doing gigs and actually connecting with audiences. Obviously, during COVID, they've had to connect more electronically through various streaming services and things like that. But actually being there in front of the audience is one of the key things for all entertainers. An inspiring young woman. She's a local. She's actually in year 12. She's just about to finish school. Abby Muir, it's a pleasure to talk to you. Good morning, Abby. How are you today?
Morning. Thank you so much for having me. I'm good.
You've just had your single release, Still the Same, just in the last couple of days. Mm-hmm. We'll come to that song in just a sec. But Elixir Bar, it's actually coming up tomorrow night, Thursday night, an opportunity to go and check you out live in concert. Tell me about getting out there and getting amongst it, especially for such a young one for you. It must be a bit daunting, but it must also be so exciting at the same time.
Well, yeah, I've been performing my whole life.
Yeah.
Like, when I was little, I was a dancer, and I kind of, like, as cliche as it sounds, I, like, lived on stage. It's where I feel most at home and most comfortable, and it's where I get my, like, happiness, and I get the most, like, adrenaline rushes whenever I'm on stage. So being on stage, it's always daunting. Like, I always get butterflies and I get a bit nervous, but, like, it's the most amazing thing, and it's like magic being up in front of an audience. So yeah, it's amazing.
It is an incredible thing. And sometimes do you not even know that person up on stage? I remember speaking to Missy Higgins, and she said when she was young and she got the opportunity to first do a song under the spotlight with her own microphone for a school play, she said the shy little girl just found a new personality. In some ways, like, if you were looking at from the distance as another person, would you feel like you don't know yourself in some ways?
I think it, like, asking anyone who performs, everyone sort of has their own, like, alter ego that they have to put on, because as yourself, singing in general on stage, it's very vulnerable. And so if you have this, like, alter ego you can slip into when you're on stage, it feels a little less daunting. And so, yeah, when I'm, like, on stage and I feel the lights on me and everything, it's very... I feel there is a little switch in character, and I'm sort of stage Abby rather than home Abby.
Well, look, just talking to you now and listening to your music, obviously it's slightly different, but those sweet sounds, because you've got a sweet, even your talking voice. But your new single, even when I was playing it, one of the girls in the office says, that is such a beautiful song. Really exciting, a new release. And tell me a little bit more about this particular song, because it kind of dovetails into what we've just been talking about, I understand.
Still the Same is the single off the EP. And it was, like, my favorite one. After I'd recorded and had all five tracks of the EP mixed, it kind of just stood out a lot to me, because it was one of the first songs that I'd actually started writing for this EP. And it was inspired by this book I'd read about this immortal girl who, like, lived thousands of years and, like, met all these different people. And, like, I wanted to capture that feeling of, like, seeing an old friend or an old lover that you haven't talked to in a long time, and it's like that, like, worry, like, are they still the same, have they changed, are they, like, the person that I used to know? And I just wanted to kind of capture that feeling with lyrics, and so I hope that kind of connects through.
And I think it does. And I'm a lot older than you, and generally speaking from experience, we go through so many different journeys in our life, different people, different circumstances, different places, different experiences. But I'd like to say that I think generally most of us stay the same. So I think you've hit a real note there, Abby.
Thank you. I hope so.
Now, anything to do with locals who do amazing things. And I think, you know, as a youngster at Red Lynch, you're finishing, just about to finish year 12, but you've got a great future of in front of you. And look, I think, you know, so many entertainers have copped it so tough during this COVID-19. Coming up tomorrow night at Elixir Bar, you've got an opportunity to see Abby live in concert. So tell me a little bit more about, you know, what people can expect. And of course, well, it should be pretty obvious as why we should come and support a local who's doing some amazing things.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll be doing my own original songs that not many people have actually heard at all. The only people that have heard them are the ones that came to my single launch on Saturday night.
Yeah.
So new music, new sounds, and so it's very like exclusive and special. And just to be in the atmosphere of like, I feel like many intimate concerts, especially in Elixir, because it's a smaller venue, it's really nice to be able to go and watch musicians do their thing on stage and get a drink and have fun with your friends or family. And yeah, it's just a great experience. So definitely come along.
And, you know, particularly for the 4CA audience, which, you know, they might be in some ways a little older than your average audience in town. That's the perfect location, the intimacy. And I think you will be just blowing off your feet when you hear this girl sing. Abby Muir, it's been great to talk to you this morning. I better let you go and do some more study because I know you're about to finish year 12.
Yeah.
But look, really inspiring. And I can just encourage the audience to come and check out this fantastic local artist. And I think, you know, you'll be really, really impressed with what you hear. Have a great day and thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, it's been a while. How have you been? Are you married? Are you happy with her life? How you said you'd be with me? Wish I wasn't too ashamed to say. You've changed so much. Are you still the same? Maybe it's me. I'm just making a scene. We're all friends, but it's so hard to act like me. Cause I know we've grown worlds.
I forgot to ask her exactly how old she is, but she must be, well, around about 18 years of age. What an amazing singer. We'll look forward to seeing you at Elixir Bar tomorrow night there in Abbott Street, it actually is. It's 8464CA. News on the way fairly shortly at 8 o'clock. Then it's time for the Survey Says.